The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time here where we are, and that means the Power Mall is now open at 877-817-9829, where we've got 10% off all Strauss products, as well as 10% off Grown by Nature. And, of course, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Wayne Elliott. Happy birthday to you.
Thanks, Dave. My first ever 70th birthday.
Yeah, your first ever. Yeah, it'd probably be your last, too. 70th birthday.
That's right.
Because next year you'll be 71.
Right.
So,
you're right.
So you're,
God willing, you're right.
Yep, so you're driving today, and this is the thing. You know, Valentine's Day being what it is, and it's Heart Health Month. And, of course, you know, this is one of the reasons why we're jamming on these Strauss Heart Drops. I've got the little bottle right in front of me here that I'm holding up to the camera so people can see it. We want to talk about that, too, because that's most important if you're going to beat heart disease, and that's one of the things we're doing is we're giving away the free book with every time you order Heart Drops, called Beating Heart Disease, because when we take care of our hearts as part of our self-care, we set an example for others. So anyway, we're going to be discussing three non-surgical therapies to unblock your arteries and heal your heart. And see, the thing is that atherosclerosis, Wayne, as you well know, we've talked about this on the show before, that really, a lot of Americans have it. I mean, your statistics show the same thing, don't they?
Absolutely, and we've learned over the years, Dave, going back to the Vietnam veterans, young men that returned home with plaquing in their arteries, this just doesn't happen when we're 40, 50, 60 years old. This starts can start much earlier, so prevention is always a good thing. Through a bunch of testing, Dave, that I had, when I got myocarditis back last spring, they confirmed that I did have a heart attack. I always knew it 35 years ago. You know, sledgehammer in the chest, down I went. And luckiest guy in the world, I did nothing until I found, or they found me, the Strauss Heart Drops almost 7 years later. But by that time, I had all the angina symptoms, had irregular heartbeat, and so I will be forever grateful for those Strauss Heart Drops. And then also when I had the myocarditis, boy, my blood pressure that had been perfect for 29 years went very high. And my arrhythmia, irregular heartbeat, just went crazy, up to 200 beats a minute. My heart would flutter and I was having trouble breathing. And all I did, I didn't take any medicines because doctors themselves seemed a little confused. Three of my co-workers at our business, their children had myocarditis, and the three young people, when I say children, 18-year-old, 20-year-old, and a 30-year-old young lady, none of them were on one of the same pills or drugs. They were all on a different set in three different hospitals, so that didn't give me any confidence, and I took large amounts of the Strauss Heart Drops, the Strauss Cardio Support, and the Strauss Kidney Support, and about 3 months, I was out of the woods, got stronger, and I'm back to full throttle now, Dave. So, forever grateful. I think they've saved me twice now. The Strauss Heart Drops have, and I'm going to keep taking them. I'll tell you that, just as you do, Dave.
Yep, all the time. And now, see, here's the thing: a lot of us have poor eating habits and made bad lifestyle choices. I mean, that seriously can gum up our circulation, can it?
Well, I was one of those. My love of milkshakes and milk all my life. And then I had a Dairy Queen as a first business. That was unfortunate because I drank just a sickening number of milkshakes. So I had the dairy and the sugar going on all day long. I just drank a ton of milkshakes. And I think that's what did it to me. But sure, our lifestyle, our food has something to do with it. Some of us are more prone to it than other people, Dave. And so it runs in my family, so I've never stopped taking the heart drops. Some of the alternatives, of course, are the chelation therapy. That all started about 30 years ago, and it was all the rage for a while until people stopped getting the chelation treatments. It's an intravenous treatment, and when they stopped the treatments, which were expensive as well, I recall, when they stopped the treatments, they went back with all their symptoms. So that didn't work so well. They have this pulsation therapy, which I thought was really odd, the likes of squeezing, if you will, your vessels and arteries. They saw some small improvements, but I don't know how those improvements could have held, Dave, when the plaque is still in the veins and vessels and arteries. Once it's removed, different story. And that's what the heart drops did for me. And we have this cholesterol myth, as we call it, where high blood cholesterol, remembering the blood system's the only transportation system in our body, everything travels in our blood, our food, our medicine, our waste, our water, our wastewater, our toxins, everything. So your body may be working exactly perfectly if you have high blood cholesterol. It's when it's stuck somewhere that the trouble really starts. And I would never have had medicine prescribed to me. They said my blood cholesterol level back then was perfect. And it's no surprise that 8 out of 10 heart attack victims have low blood cholesterol. Why are we treating high blood cholesterol? So that's called the cholesterol myth. And those statin drugs, which for the most part, like govern down your liver, just like you can govern down a truck or a car engine. And the liver has many, many jobs, Dave, not just producing cholesterol. So we're choosing to shutter our liver's function for all those different jobs the liver has. And I personally will never take one of those pills. I wouldn't for anything. It's painless. That's what I love about the natural herbal formulas, absolutely painless. It's non-intrusive. They come in liquid form, so they're fast-acting. And I'll just be forever grateful. You know that myself. I believe they've saved me for a second time, once at age 41 when I started them. And then again this past year, if my heart had not been so strong, that myocarditis was rough, Dave, very rough. I had 2 tough weeks there. And I'm just sure that the strong heart saved me and allowed me to recover quicker than most people.
No doubt. Well, see, and the thing is, this pulsation therapy, by the way, is delivered in 35 one-hour sessions. And see, some people, I don't know that they can tolerate it because it's a one-hour outpatient treatment that squeezes the patient's legs and hips about 60 times a minute, driving blood from the legs and hips up to the heart and the coronary arteries, trying to increase blood flow. Collateral circulation is what they call it. So they're basically.
And then what about after the 35 treatments? That's what I wonder, Dave. After that, after that, it was kind of like chelation, I suspect. That because I mean, as I said, when you still have plaquing, when you still have restricted blood flow, there's only one way to fix that, and that's to get rid of the restriction, get rid of the plaquing included. In the carotid arteries, we don't get plaquing. We get stringy fats, and they're even more difficult. So that pulsation, you know, it's just my belief now, but it just seems to me that that's a short-term solution. And what happens after the 35 treatments? Your arteries haven't expanded any. There's no additional space for blood to flow, so I really don't get that one at all, Dave. I can't get my head around that one.
Well, see, the other thing too, Wayne, is the cost of these non-surgical therapies. I mean, you know, if you don't have good health insurance and you're not to Medicare or, I don't know, Canada has a different healthcare system up there, and I'm just not sure. I just know you have to wait forever and a day to get treated. that's the worst of what I've heard is going on. That's like assembly line medicine here in the States. These things are expensive anyway you look at them, aren't they?
Well, they sure are, yeah. Yeah, chelation was as well. Very expensive, really. And again, the results, you're looking for results. It wouldn't be so bad if everyone was happy with the results they got, but I just don't believe that's the case. It doesn't make sense to me. And of course, you don't hear much at all about the chelation because I think it was a short-term remedy.
Right. Now, you personally used herbs to treat your angina, which is chest pain. For those of you that don't know what angina is, and arrhythmia, which is an irregular heartbeat. Tell us about your experience.
Well, I also didn't know, Dave, going back 30 years ago, that I had anxiety. Maybe it was depression. I'll never know, I guess. I know I spent 11 weekends in a row in my bedroom watching the television, hoping the phone didn't ring, hoping nobody came to the door. I didn't like doing my job anymore. I couldn't crawl tanks and ships. I didn't like even walking the accommodations ladder. I'd be out of breath when I got to the top. And, you know, those symptoms, as time went on, I was just really lucky, I think, when I did find the heart drops, Strauss heart drops. And my relationship with Jim Strauss and his teachings over 6 years, certainly the most profound experience in my life as well. So, and boy, the energy. I went from having very little to, in 3 months, Dave, honestly, I was acting as though I was Superman. I was almost stopped sleeping. I thought, this is great. I can just work more hours. I always worked my share of hours, but I could work more hours. Now, that's foolish. Everyone should get proper sleep. But it was so invigorating, it's hard to describe to folks. When, as my blood flow increased by the month, it was really something else. There's no mistaking it, Dave. If you need it, there's no mistaking it. If you do need the heart drops, boy, you'll know they're working.
Right. So, I mean, with people that have plaque or atherosclerosis, or coronary artery disease, I mean, what are the early warning signs? I'm sure you know what those are.
Oh, for sure. You'll get pinches in the chest, sometimes kind of sharp pains, night sweats, leg cramps, and shortness of breath are the main. And I had all those, developed all of those. I had an excuse for everything except the night sweats, Dave. And I would leave my bedroom window. I'm from Canada, as you know. I'd leave my bedroom window, which was right at the head of my bed, cracked open an inch or two because of those night sweats. Didn't matter. I still soaked the bed. I still sweat. And, you know, I couldn't find an excuse for that one, you know. And I was just so grateful. And when I heard about Strauss from a dear friend who had avoided open-heart surgery himself, a fellow I trained in the scrap metal business years before, and he went out to Western Canada. And when he told me his story, I called, he gave me the name and all the rest of it, and I called out to Strauss. And when that bottle came, I was just so hopeful. And by the end of that first bottle, which was 2 months, I had enough great things happen to me, hearing return to my left ear and so forth, that I ordered 100 bottles and did my own little study. The youngest person was I think he was 18 at that time, 18-year-old son who never slept in again, and all kinds of customers and friends and family. It did wonders for both my parents, extended both their lives to help them. So, you know, I just have never had a bad experience, never a complaint, never somebody that said it didn't work for them, no complaints to Health Canada or the FDA, and nor the company. So that's pretty good in 45 years, Dave.
No doubt. Well, and see, here's the other thing. Yep. Well, we've got there's a couple of other things that I want to make people aware of, because see, we're talking all about how to bypass a bypass. And see, there's more than three therapies. There's actually five, and two of them, which are not on my list, but I'm very well aware of. because I had it done on my esophagus, and a friend of mine had it done in his heart to clear out a lot of this garbage, and that's RFA, which is radio frequency ablation. And I swear by that therapy, and I became a mouthpiece for a gastroenterologist that, and they actually wrote a story about it and published it, basically on my fight to stop Barrett's esophagus, because that's what I think my birth mom died of, was she had Barrett's. And see, the thing is all part of this. When we're talking about RFA and the treatment on the heart, they actually can use radio frequency ablation much the same way as they use this other procedure, number five, which is cardiac catheterization. They go up through a vein in your leg and get to your heart that way and perform both of these procedures. And that bypasses a bypass. And from what we understand, the RFA is extremely effective, and so is the cardiac catheterization. But the cardiac cath, if you keep up with this bogus diet that a lot of people are on, that cardiac cath is really useless.
Well, these stents that they install at, in an artery at its most blocked section, if you will, they can tend to plaque up at the seams, at the edges of the stent.
Yep.
The other thing is, even with open heart surgery, Dave, they change an artery, take it out of your leg where it was meant to be and there was a use for it or it wouldn't be in your leg. They take a vein out of there and replace an artery that's completely plugged or mostly. Well, it's a very intrusive surgery to start with, but how about the rest of your body? So they do the worst artery or arteries, but there's no question you have plaquing elsewhere in your body. And so they can't change all your veins and vessels, Dave. We have 50,000 kilometers of veins in us. That's why it's the most important body function. Every single cell from our hair on our head to our toenails needs blood to stay healthy. So they can't do that. They can't replace all our veins and arteries. And so it's a, I guess it's a blessing. Strauss used to say it prolongs death, not life, because as beneficial as it is, those other areas that, of course, did not get swapped out for another vein, continue to have some restriction wherever you have it, and, of course, can get worse. And so I know people who have had more than one open-heart surgery, which just blows my mind, to tell you the truth. That's you know, they cut you open like a fish, crank those ribs back. Everybody, most everybody gets the frozen shoulder effect, as they call it, where that ends up being the worst pain in your shoulders, many have told me. So, I mean, thank God for the surgery if a person absolutely needs it, but it's not, I like the idea of treating the whole blood system all at the same time, doing it painlessly with taking a simple liquid formula. And that's why I'll never do any of those other methods, and I'll never stop taking Strauss heart drops, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, see, my father, my adopted dad, had his heart cracked. They crack your chest, you know, and open you up. He had a triple bypass, and they lost him on the table four times. Was he back in 83 when he had that done? The technology wasn't there as it is today. They've really got the technology going on today. But the thing is nobody wants to get their chest cracked. It feels like a turtle, you know, they feel like a turtle shell. They just got the bottom of their shell busted open. That's the other comment that I've heard. So now in these herbs, and this is the thing, I want to talk about the heart drops for a minute. The herbs that are in it as far as providing cardiovascular benefits, and of course, we have to do the old thing. You talk to your doctor and you talk to your healthcare professional and they tell you, oh, that stuff's not going to help. Wayne, I think you'd disagree with them in a heartbeat, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't use doctors for too much, Dave. When I had myocarditis, my doctor, who I see like every 5 years just for a blood test requisition, he made an appointment for a cardiologist. Now, I saw him May 22nd, and my cardiologist appointment was January 3rd this past year. So it was, whatever that is, 8 or 9 months I waited.
Wow.
And went to the cardiologist. I really just wanted to, what I had to do was get an echocardiogram deciphered. Now, my MD did not think to give me one of those. I asked for it because that's a real indicator of what percentage your heart's working and if there's any damage. Turned out from that myocarditis, my aortic artery, the biggest one, is 10% larger in diameter than they say the largest diameter should be. This is if you trust their numbers and what they say in the first place, I guess, Dave. And the plug, they call it, where the aortic artery goes into my heart, it's called the plug, it's 20% larger than in diameter than they say should the largest should be. So I did have some damage from that myocarditis. I don't notice it now. I am, in my opinion, fully recovered. I have lots of energy. I left Steubenville, Ohio at 5 a.m. this morning. I'm just an hour out of Reading, Pennsylvania now. It's almost a six-hour drive. I'm having lunch with an old associate, and then I'm headed for Atlanta, Georgia. And, I mean, for me, I do lots of 24-hour drives, but I'm starting to get a little tired with that. But 16, 18 hours is nothing for me, and 12 hours is just a ride. So at 70 years old, I think I'm doing okay in the energy department. I feel good. And I think my iridologist years ago said to me, I was maybe 50 years old then, he said that he'd never seen such clean tissues in a person my age. So as the commercial that played before we got on the air together, Dave, it does have the blood cleansing effect. It has shown to help remove heavy metals from our body, which is important. And there's just no downside to it, Dave. I've never heard a downside from anyone. The returns, there's a satisfaction guarantee, as you know. You don't need a reason. You don't need to say a reason. You can just say you're not satisfied and you get a full refund. Strauss refuses to have any dissatisfied customers. And so you really, you know, you can't go wrong. As far as safety goes, I don't know what else to say about safety when there's no complaints for 45 years. No one got harmed. And so it's, you know, some of these other things, of course, like open heart surgery, even the angiogram where they go up through an artery with dye to illustrate for the doctors where the blockages are and where they're worse. That's a dangerous procedure, Dave. There's apparently a 2% death rate just on that test to determine. Mm. Same percentage apparently as the open heart surgery. And I don't know. I'm afraid of flying in the first place, but how many plane trips would you take, Dave, if 2 out of 100 crashed? You know, you might not fly.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Either.
No, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
Just out of curiosity, the herbs inside Strauss Heart Drops, I mean, I'm looking at it, and it's just amazing. It tells you to shake well, and I've got the original flavor here that I've been taking. In fact, I took it during the show while you were talking. What are we looking at as far as the herbs that provide cardiovascular benefits that are in Strauss Heart Drops?
Well, it's fabulous. The first and main one is aged garlic extract, aged garlic oil, and the aging is just so important. Strauss doesn't share what that time is. I know what it is myself, but it's aged perfectly so that it's the strongest it can be. Cayenne pepper. Between garlic and cayenne pepper, they're two of five of nature's best medicinal herbs, so the cayenne pepper is fabulous. Motherwort, bilberry, hawthorn berries and leaves, which are very popular in heart-healthy cereals, European mistletoe, white willow bark, that's nature's aspirin, nature's pain reliever, all great ingredients. And, you know, I've told the story hundreds of times, and I'll never forget what happened to me. And the first unexpected thing, Dave, I'm driving in the car, talking on the phone. I know you shouldn't do these things. This is almost 30 years ago. And the person asked for an appointment, wanted an appointment with me. So I crooked the phone in my left ear where I didn't hear well at all and reached for my daytimer. And I heard him speak to someone in the background. And I thought, wow, you know, I never expected that. I never dreamt my hearing had gone bad in the left ear because of plaque. But after 2 weeks, I could hear the same as out of my right ear. That was the very first thing that happened to me. It wasn't expected. I was thrilled about it. To this day, I can hear equally out of both ears. And then I didn't notice anything major for another month until my bronchial began to clear. And I bet it's not nice to talk about, but I'll bet I coughed out, I don't know, Dave, a couple of quarts anyway of stuff. And then I didn't wheeze and I could breathe and I was sleeping better. And it was at that point that the energy really kicked in for me. After 6 weeks, every day I just seemed to have more energy. And I have great energy to this day. I can still work or drive 24 hours. And I think that's pretty good at 70 years old.
No doubt. Well, and see, the thing is on the heart drops. And a lot of people, I guess, the biggest concern is how much and how often. And it says right here, 1 to 2.5 mils orally 3 times a day, as indicated on the graduated dropper. I mean, the dropper, there is a measurement. And if you want to, like what I'm holding up here, you'll notice my dropper is empty right now, and there's actual markings. So what you do is you have to shake up the product. I'm doing that right here on our camera. You have to shake up the product, unscrew the cap, and then squeeze twice. And you see right here, it got me a full dropper. And I've got the small 3.4 fluid ounce size. But two squeezes of this will bring all the fluid up into the dropper, like what I'm showing you right here. Hold it up to the screen there so you can see it. And then you just squirt that in. And I usually do it under the tongue and leave it there for a bit, and then follow it with a couple of swallows of water, and you're good to go. Sound good?
Yeah. No, absolutely. When I took it so many years ago, Dave, the minimum dose was far less than they recommend now, and so it did take me a year and a half until my blood test, my cholesterol blood level, first of all, it tripled for almost a year. Freaked my doctor out. He couldn't believe it. I said, take it easy, doc. I feel like $1 million. And I tried to get him to take it. He had the earlobe creases. He was an older man, hard working in our small town. They can't get enough doctors.
Wow.
And he had the heart attack with 3 full bottles in his desk. And I waited for him to get back to work. And he only came back to work for 3 months. And I came in and I said, doc, now you really look like hell. Why don't you take those heart drops? And they said, oh, I know. I said, no, you don't know, obviously, doc. Come on. Okay. The stuff that's in the heart drops your mother or grandma might have cooked with. So what are you afraid of? And you know, and he saw me. He saw the difference in me. So, you know, I guess some people are brainwashed. I don't know, Dave. But and unfortunately, he had to quit his practice at about age 70.
No doubt. Well, and see, you're 70 and you're still going, and I appreciate that. We're out of time for the segment, but just remember, this is a thing. Advice from your physician or other healthcare professional that won't listen to reason based on the fact that you've got great results. Well, happy birthday, Wayne. We appreciate you being on the show. Good luck in your travels. We join Fred Deshefsky next. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
It's Joy Schmiley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646. uscoincapital.com.
And speaking of which, it's 33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time where we are. The Power Mall is now open at 877-817-9829. Yep, you got to go shop today. Time to get your Strauss Heart Drops. Remember, we got 10% off and you get the Heart Health Book. Beating the heart disease. All right. With Heart Health Month, you know, there's other things you have to worry about too, and that's your pocketbook. Everybody's always worried about that. Fred Dyshefsky, who you just heard the commercial for, he joins us now. You know, Fred, it's always great to talk to you because you're just a wealth of knowledge besides being, you know, 40 years in the U.S. gold and silver, the rare coin industry with the numismatics. You just held up a gold coin. Wish I had me one of those. Tell me about what you were just holding up. Is that the St. Gaudens?
That is a St. Gaudens. I don't know how well the image is coming out. It's a very lustrous coin, so it shines a lot off of the camera light. But these were the original $20 gold pieces from the mid-early 20th century. So design-wise, there was a change in 1907 when Roosevelt had a childhood friend who was an artist. His name was Augustus St. Gaudens, and St. Gaudens had gone to what's called the Beaux-Arts School in France and had studied to become a sculptor, had come back, and then his friend, who had now become president, asked him to redesign the American gold coins, which had been pretty stagnant since the 1860s. You know, so think about it, from the end of roughly the end of the Civil War to the beginning of the 20th century, we had not changed design on the American gold coins. And that was fine. I mean, you know, money is money. But after a while, people get a little tired of the same thing. So Roosevelt asked his buddy if he could redesign the standard $2.5, $5, $10, and $20 gold pieces. He made it as far as the 20s and 10s, and then he passed away. But the design that he came up with for the $20 gold coin, which started in 1907 with his new design, and they would run until the production of all the gold coins in the U.S. in 1933 ended completely, it became one of the most beautiful gold coins in the world. It has that full standing image of Miss Liberty, and on the reverse side, if you can see it, you've got that beautiful American Eagle. And these were just really, really well accepted by the public. The first year they came out in 1907, and then in 08, they made an interesting decision to take the words "In God We Trust" off the coin. Now, in the 1860s, the U.S. government decided that every American coin should have the words "In God We Trust." There was a, you know, compulsion to kind of say, we want to tie ourselves to things we believe in as a nation, and that should be included in the way our money works. So that terminology, what's known as the motto, "In God We Trust," was on every coin from the 3-cent piece from 1864 until 08. So they pulled it off because at that point they took this momentarily weird thought that somehow it was controversial to have church and state mixing. And they said, we should separate that. We shouldn't imply anything religious in the monetary system. So they took the words off, and the coin came out, and it hit the streets. And there was a knee-jerk reaction like you would not believe from the public. They did not like it. They wanted to see those words, "In God We Trust." So it immediately was put back on the coin. But it became infamously known as the No Motto Saint from 1908. They made lots of them, so it's not particularly rare, but it's really interesting that we went through this little, you know, unusual kind of thought process for a moment there. But the coin lasted to 1933 and stands today still, I think, as one of the most beautiful gold coins in the world. And even mint condition examples are, you know, still less than $3,000. It's remarkable to me.
Now, are those MS64s, that one you had?
Yeah. Yeah, they're in the $2,600, $2,700 range. And, you know, if you think about that, you know, an ounce of gold's $2,000. So, you know, I think we've talked about this. If a jeweler made you a nice piece of jewelry out of an ounce of gold, you know, what would he charge for it? So the idea that you could buy actual currency of the United States that can't be reproduced, and, you know, about 90% of these things were melted in the 1930s. So we're left with about 10% of the original mintage, and you can get these high-quality, graded, certified mint condition examples and only spend a few hundred bucks more than the metal they're made of. That, to me, is remarkable, and I think it creates one of the more interesting opportunities for investors.
Right, and that's investors. And see, this is why we're talking about Fred is a member of the American Numismatic Association, has been for a long time. And the company he runs, he's the owner and founder of U.S. Coin Capital, and that's capital as in O-L, not A-L, even though capital does talk about, you know, it refers to money and having money. The standard of value and the store of value in America is swiftly changing. And a lot of it has to do with the garbage that they're trying to push, which is the CBDC. But the Fed just can't stop. And we talked about the CFI or the CPI today, the Consumer Price Index. The Fed, I know we were talking before we went on about a list of things that were going on in the country. And one of them is the Fed, again, toying with interest rates.
Well, what, you know, they're in an interesting position. You know, the Fed has been fighting a battle of they've printed a tremendous amount of money to stimulate economic activity. We all accepted that when COVID kicked in because, you know, the entire country, as we recall, had come to a pretty much a screeching halt. I mean, I remember, you know, New York City, Manhattan being closed. I mean, street after street of all these main businesses were just shut down. And in order to kind of kickstart the economy, the Fed decided we can stimulate economic activity by making money cheap and available. And that's an old economic trick. It goes back to the days of Adam Smith. And it's well understood that it works, but it comes at a cost. And the cost is it inflates the hell out of the money that you do this with, and it creates a fundamental problem of a runaway inflation issue that you then would have to address by trying to now reverse the process of and slow down the economy. And the Fed does that by raising interest rates. So after the flood of money poured into the U.S. economy for a couple of years, the Fed realized the inflation numbers were starting to grow a little faster, and it almost became kind of like a snowball. I mean, it really got out of control. I think the peak was probably around the fall of last year We were talking to people about the shock that they were experiencing at the supermarkets. I mean, it was just almost week after week price increases were occurring, so much so that it wasn't hidden anymore in the underlying statistics that, you know, maybe you guys like you and I might follow, but an average person doesn't really see it. But people were affected by it this past few months, so much so that there was an outcry of, hey, we have to fight inflation. We have to beat this beast back. So the Fed went on a process of raising rates, and that's the key, is that they try to slow economic activity. But now they're trying to find a balance point, saying, how far is too far? You know, what if you overdo it and raise the rates so much that not only do you slow the economy down, but you choke it, and it goes back into almost a recessionary economic environment. And now you're back where you started. Now you've got to go back to the beginning and stimulate economic activity again. So this is the game the Fed is playing. It's like a roller coaster. It's like, ride it up, but don't go too high. Now we got to slow it down as it comes to, you know, maybe tap on the brakes a little bit. And they're trying to provide this perfect soft landing. Well, yeah. On this, there was this expectation that the Fed was going to start lowering rates like this month, because everybody thought, okay, well, they're done. They've raised the rates enough. They've succeeded in this process. But a lot of people like me were sitting in the background saying, I'm sorry, I'm not buying it yet. I don't believe that they've really won the inflation battle. So sure enough, the CPI number, which is the consumer price index, it used to be the old standard for how they measured inflation. And I don't know how, if you remember this, but back when the original CPI numbers came out, they literally took a loaf of bread and a gallon of milk and a gallon of water, these actual physical items, and calculated the difference in their price from one month to the next. That's what CPI used to be. But they ran into a problem because that number would go up faster than they wanted to show. So they started altering it. So instead of like the loaf of bread, it became, let's say, the cost of wheat, something they could spread out a little bit more and make a little more generic. And little by little, the CPI began to kind of not really relate anymore to reality, but it's still the statistic that they count on. So it came out yesterday, and it was a rocket high number. I mean, it was the highest increase in 10 years. And now everybody's saying, oh, well, maybe we overestimated how fast we think the Fed will start lowering rates. So now instead of this month, now it's, oh, well, maybe it's going to be May and June. And, you know, a lot of the more conservative people are thinking, I don't think we'll see a rate drop before probably fall or maybe the end of the year. And I'm still in that camp. So I didn't buy into this, you know, rapid drop in interest rates coming next month any more than I'm buying it now.
Well, but the bigger thing that we're dealing with here is the believability of all of this stuff. And it is election year. And so,
oh,
you know, it's like they just impeached Mayorkas in the House. And I'm like, yeah, why did they have to wait 3 years to do that with this problem we have? I mean, how many illegal immigrants right now can afford to buy a Satan Gaudens? None. And yet they're all over here and they're sucking off the tea to the government and our tax dollars. And we're cranking out money from the U.S. Treasury, and the Bureau of Printing and Engraving is printing more and more of these bills. And they're handing them debit cards with, you know, all this M2, M3 on it. And they're spending them, you know, like crazy. And there's violence going on. And we're sitting here thinking about how to preserve our wealth. And this is where the problem lies, is that they are manipulating the market. There is no question of that. That's why we have these cycles.
And I'm really, I get more concerned about this as I watch this over the years, because the size of the manipulation has really increased. You know, when it's a minor adjustment, and I used to make an analogy, like you're in a boat and you zip it along and, you know, you move the rudder a little bit, you alter the direction you're heading. It's minor adjustments. The Fed is acting like the motor. They are driving the economy. They've become so much of an influence that they are, in effect, everything. You know, if they screw up, the entire economy cannot sustain itself without the Fed now. And that's dangerous, because a reliance on a central bank to sustain an economy is a dangerous position for a country to be in. And it leads to tremendous amounts of volatility. This is the reason we're seeing all these rate ups and rates down and manipulations of the economy. And think about this, too, that it's not only the Fed manipulating the economy, but the corporate American companies that actually buy their own stock back have moved so much money into the markets. They put trillions of dollars last year. I think it was $1.2 trillion was spent by corporations to buy their own stock just last year. So if a stock goes up in price because hundreds or thousands or millions of investors believe in the company and say, I have faith in this company, I'm investing in their stock. Well, that's one thing. If the company buys their own stock back because they have a plethora of cheap cash and raise the stock price, yeah, but people are making money in the stock. But is it real? You talk about an underlying manipulation. And what if these things stop? You know, where does everybody land if the manipulation ends? And I worry about how quickly these things can unravel. I'll tell you a funny story. About a week ago, we had a short power outage on Hilton Head, where I am. So we're on a small island in South Carolina. About a third of the island lost power. It didn't last more than a couple hours. But the traffic lights were out. You know, the banks were closed. Everything was shut down. And I was looking around the town, and I'm thinking, how long is this going to be before the crap just completely falls apart around here? I mean, how long will this go on before things start really unraveling? Can we last a day? You know, what happens if it goes 2 or 3 days? The gas pumps don't work. You can't go into the supermarkets to buy food. Everything's closed. Nobody's got electricity. They can't run the cash registers. What are they going to do? How would people manage? I mean, could you go down to the supermarket with cash and hope they would open the doors and sell you what's on the shelves? So whenever you have huge manipulations underlying an economy, you better expect trouble. And I think what I see coming is events that could be really detrimental to an average person's wealth, very rapidly deteriorating value and creating a lot of uncertainty. And I think this is part of why we're finding so many people looking to add gold and silver coins now to their portfolios.
Yeah, that's the scary part, is hedging your bets. The thing, and this is years ago, that I was playing in the markets. I actually went through Interactive Trader, got the software package, got trained and all that stuff. And the more I started looking at it through my training, the more I realized how playing the stock market was extremely volatile and not worth it. And anybody, I mean, the guys that are out there, I have friends of mine that are day traders that are just going crazy with this thing. And they started to see the volatility in this thing. And it's like, you can't trust the markets anymore. What can you trust? That's been a big problem. And I got out of the markets about three years ago. Yeah. I haven't looked back.
Now, how many of those day traders make money?
Well, three of them did on a regular basis. They made lots and lots of money. They made 70 grand a year just day trading.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, great, you know, but the thing is, what'd you do with the proceeds once you got it?
Right.
You know, see, that's the thing. If they're just paying to keep up with inflation, what good is it? Because isn't it a rich man's game?
It sure is. And, you know, I look at it this way. I've always found that there's two forms of money. There's legitimately real, tangible money. And I refer to things like, you know, this as tangible and real because it's a physical item. I can, you know, as Sylvester Stallone said, I can pour ketchup on it. It's a physical thing. You know, unlike a Bitcoin, for example, I can't pour ketchup on it. It doesn't exist in the real world. So I don't want to go off on that topic. But anyway, my point being, I've always put things into different categories. And the stock market and the paper money markets, you know, they're all in that open market, open money kind of category. But are they real? Are they tangible? And what determines their wealth? So what establishes the value of that paper note we carry around? And what establishes the value of that $20 gold coin? They're very far apart. And I think for most Americans, if they are relying exclusively on the paper side of the world, they are exposing themselves to all the things we're talking about, these potential upsets, these problematic interferences into the market that could create either, you know, ups and downs in price swings, huge market crashes. Anything can happen in a moment's notice. I just think wealth protection in the modern era is sort of just like fire insurance. You know, you just can't live without it anymore.
Well, the bigger problem, and you brought it up, because I want to mention, see, they came up with blockchain. They came up with Bitcoin, and Bitcoin, they call it ether, and it's a gas. I mean, it's like it's out there. And see, the one thing about paper and ether, and I'm sure you'll agree with me on this, Fred, they all rely on electricity.
Yep.
And if you don't have electricity, what happens to all that money you've got invested out there?
That's a really good point. See, I didn't even think about that for a moment. So the electricity grid, for example, drops. Can you access your Bitcoin? If you're locked out of your computer because you've got no power, can you access your, you know, your digital currencies? And this is why I think at least some of the money people should have should be in an actual real tangible form. you know, because again, it's, we're moving so fast into this electronic world that we have a whole generation of people who probably don't even know there were ever gold or silver coins in the United States as currency. They've never experienced it. They don't recognize why it was just so common and standard. You know, the idea, like if we were in the 1920s and chatting about the economy, you know, we would be using these $20 gold coins as money. We'd be spending them every day. But we would know inherently there's an intrinsic value there. There's an ounce of gold in that $20 gold piece. So I don't have to worry about a government determining that value. I don't have to have another party to tell me that it has value or find a group of like-minded people who decide they're going to accept it. It has value in its own intrinsic metal content. And that's the way monetary policy should operate. There should be a solid, real value. And I think people should just understand that there are different forms of money. Some of them are more, let's call it, real than others. And, you know, it's okay to speculate in the exterior world of things, but I wouldn't count on it with too much of one's wealth in a volatile world that we live in. Because like you said, you know, what happens if the electric grid drops? Wow, I can't even envision all the Bitcoin people.
Well, the thing is, though, aside from Bitcoin, when we're talking about the real coin, yeah. and the fact that back in the 20s, we were trading this real stuff. What happens if the entire grid shuts down and the only thing you have to trade with is the actual intrinsic value gold and silver coin? What are we looking at right now as far as, and this is a legitimate question, Fred, and I'm sure you get it all the time. Limits as to circulation. Have they tried to take more of it off of the governments? We understand the governments are buying more of it. They're hoarding it. I'm wondering, what about the average we the people out there and our ability to acquire this stuff? How much is in circulation that we can get our hands on?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. So governments are acquiring large quantities of physical gold, bars and things, bullion products in mass quantity. And I think that's because they all recognize the flaw in their own currencies and realize that they have to do this, whether they want to admit that to the public or not. You know, when it comes to the American gold and silver coins, obviously we have a fixed supply, right? Those $20 gold pieces, they didn't make them after 1933 and again melted about 90% of what they had produced before that point. So all we have left is that existing supply. And the silver coins up to 1964, you know, again, fixed supply. They can't go back and ever produce another one. We've had shortages several times in the past few years that, you know, only lasted a couple of days or a week or so, but they were national. They were wide across the U.S., and it was problematic. I know for a fact if anything were to crack in the monetary system on a large scale, like we had another bank failure last week, right, the Community Bank on Long Island. And that was no small bank, by the way. I mean, you know, some people sort of dismissed it and said, oh, well, I've never heard of it. Well, there were 187 branches of that bank across the U.S. It was large, very large. And for them to fail, or if we had more of those, how would people deal with this stuff in these, you know, situations? So, you know, if there was a rush of money from Americans who became, let's call it uncomfortable with the banking system, we would wipe out supplies of American gold and silver coins in a matter of days. And the only people who would ever have shots at getting them would be the ultra wealthy. The average guys never would have a chance. The big money would line up. They would clean out the market. And we'd all be sitting there scrambling, looking for, you know, anything we could find and loose change, because there'd be no other way to get coins. I worry about that a lot. Fortunately, at this point, we haven't had an overwhelming, you know, like a real market crack that has shaken confidence in the public since last spring when we had those four bank failures. There was a rush, and there was a perfect indication of how quickly supplies of our industry product could get wiped out. So I do encourage people, if you're listening to this, I would rather have my gold and silver coins in my possession a year early than a day late. So don't wait.
Agreed. And folks, I know we only have less than a minute left of the show today, but on this Valentine's Day, there would be something you can do if you want to treat yourself or your loved one. You get on the phone and you call Fred at 1-800-878-2646. That's 800-878-2646. You can dial into his website at US Coin Capital, and that's olcapital.com. And you can call him, and their staff is standing by to take your call to help you out. This is the infomercial part. Now, we don't mean to scare. This is not fear mongering. This is common sense logic. We're having this discussion about And as always, Fred, it's great to have you on. And I hope that our Power Hour listeners are telling you that they're calling because they heard you talk about this on the show.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And, you know, we appreciate the opportunity to get this information out. And I agree with you. It's not about frightening people. It's just about common sense.
That's right. Thank you so much, Fred Deshefsky. Have yourself a happy Valentine's Day.
Great
to be
with
you. As all of you, do yourself a favor. Put your heart on. Get some gold and silver coin. Make your life worthwhile. Be kind to others. Enjoy life. It's Valentine's Day. What can I say? In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. Stay safe.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.